Reflector 9009. Link active.
Victor Alpha 7, Fox Red Echo, sir. That's early to bring the reflector up. That was the only one up this early.
Victor Echo 7, X-ray monitoring. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, no, I showed the reflector coming up. That's first.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Golf Tango monitoring. but he must have been in Christmas mode yesterday and are having a long winter staff, the 7LTT Clarity.
DE7FXY.
So there is somebody there, DE7FXY, I believe it was, DE7 Lima Golf Tango.
V7 Lima Golf Tango, DE7FXY, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just had a sit out here on Boxing Day in front of Canadian Tire waiting to go to work. Oh, I don't know. It's liable to be a fun day. Who knows? Boxing Day isn't quite like it used to be, though.
Oh, they're open. That's good. That's good to know, yeah, because I actually saw some things on the flyer that I'm interested in. I might pop in this morning. Not quite this early there. I'm just up maintaining the hummingbird feeders. I wonder, does Canadian Tire carry any hummingbird feeder stuff? Sorry to ask you about a work-related question this early in the morning when you got to go in there, but I might kill two birds with one stone. Oh, boy, that was a good one.
Definitely. We have hummingbird feeders. We got bird feeders. We got bird seed. We've got the nectar for the hummingbird feeders. We got a fair thing. I don't know what store are you close to.
Yeah, I'm in Port Coquitlam. I've got one just a kilometer away here on just off Sherling Avenue. The Sherling Avenue, Port Coquitlam one there. And that's good. Yeah, I'm experimenting with different heaters because when it goes down below zero there, the hummingbird feeders will freeze. And I've got one rigged up to a heater right now that's not really supposed to be on that one. And I need a heater, a feeder with a bigger volume. I'm going to be going away for a few days there, and I mean, you're debating bringing it in and all together and then not putting it back out until I get back. But, yeah, that's just one of the things I do all winter, right? Because right now is when they, everybody in the summer seems they have their feeders out, but everybody takes them in the winter, and that's when the hummingbirds need them the most.
Yeah, no, we carry all that stuff. I don't think there's anything that, almost nothing that we don't carry. I work at the Langley store, so not too far away from the Coquitlam store, how was your day yesterday?
Oh, pretty quiet there. It was, we actually had to drive downtown Vancouver. My daughter was working at it's a woman's shelter thing there, and, she had to work, so we brought her down a nice meal there on a plate to heat up when she got home and some Christmas stuff and that. And, just didn't really do a heck of a lot there. I didn't do any exercising or anything. I took a day off, and, it was a good day.
I talked to some of my family members. I talked to... just me and my sons, we sat there in our little basement suite and didn't do much, watched a few shows, cooked a couple of turkey drumsticks in the air fryer, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stovetop stuffing. It was basically a simple little meal, but it was like a Christmas meal. But yeah, you know, like, it's kind of funny. I work in retail, and everybody comes in and wishes you happy holidays, but it's not really. I work Christmas Eve, and I work today, so there's basically, when it comes to the holiday season, there's, oops, I timed out there, my radio timed out. There's Christmas Day, and there's New Year's Day. Those are the only, it's kind of weird that they call it the holiday season, because, I guess you get two holidays within the thing, but, you know, yeah, like I said, it used to be that I'd get one or the other off, but they don't do it that way. But I'm not really too worried. I put in, I just turned 65. I got my first OS, old age pension check the other day, and I just put my availability in for 3 days a week. And I'm going to be firm with that because I want Saturdays off because a lot of the flea markets and everything all fall on Saturdays. So it's a lot of things going on Saturdays that I don't get to do because I usually work Saturdays. So like I said, I'm coming up, I'm cutting myself back to 3 days a week.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, I'm 65 as well. My name is Jason on this end. Juliet Alpha Sierra Oscar November, and I just retired in September as a trucker, a long-haul trucker. For 40-plus years, I was low-bedding my last regionally, just the western provinces and the Yukon. I quit going to the U.S. here a few years back. And, I never spent Christmas on the road. Came close a couple times, but I used to book off. Especially once I started low bedding, I would start because trying to haul machinery and over those mountain passes, that's not good, just not conducive. And nobody's moving a lot of machinery then anyway, so fine on 65 there. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do anything for a while, but who knows, maybe in a couple of years I might consider a job like that. And I could actually, I don't mind doing something like that, Canadian Tire, Home Depot, I actually wouldn't mind something like that.
Yeah, it depends on where you get in. I know with Canadian Tire, it's a pretty high-paced job. I sometimes kind of wonder if, you know, I look at a place like Princess Auto and stuff like that, think that, you know, maybe I might just, apply there for part-time work or something. It's been I've worked here for 25 years, and it's been, you know, it's sort of any sort of, shininess is tarnished off the job, so you know you get in a wreck. But I drive a 5-ton truck here. Actually, the 5-ton truck that I do drive, and I drive forklift, scissor lift, man lift. I do just about everything around here. I'm the everything person, and the demands are kind of thing. But anyway, this Jason, I think what's the name here is Larry. Just talking to you there. My radio keeps timing out on me.
Yeah, it resets, but it does. I got everything. It does. It's not skipping out any of your transmissions, so I got everything there. That was your Larry. Yeah, very good. Pleased to meet you, Larry. But yeah, I could, if I worked at Canadian Tire, I could be a product reviewer because I think I've bought one of everything in Canadian Tire over the years. I actually, and it's funny, Canadian Tire stories. It was like a rite of passage when I was a teenager. You drove to Canadian Tire, parked under the street light, and fixed your car. That's where you fixed your car, in the Canadian Tire parking lot, because then if you needed a part or a tool, you could just go in and buy one. We all used to do that. That's sort of a very Canadian thing there, and a lot of fond memories of that.
Yeah, definitely. Canada's garage. We see a lot of, I've seen a lot of things too. I've seen people end up trying to paint their cars in the parking lot. And I remember one time there was a fellow out here, and he was getting overspray all over everything. There was a couple seen him doing that, and he was trying